ka hape ke re qetellong ke a qetella ke a o jwetsa ke qalo le qetelo ngwanaka bojala bothusi.
Financial Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic financial advice.
Let's get right into it, man. It is a brand new week, right? And this is basically just the time that we get to have those conversations pertaining to our finances and really just try to just have a better relationship with our money, man, because we'd be messing up so much. And this is the point of the show that we have to listen attentively to Juliana the DP, and she's our financial breakfast expert, and she has some advice for us walking into this new week.
Well, let's listen.
Today's topic is going to be about savings. So we're going to touch on the different types of savings one can get. We have three different types of savings. You've got your emergency funds, you've got your short-term, long-term investments, and then you've got your retirement annuity plans. So let's look at what is an emergency fund. An emergency fund is money that you put away for a rainy day. Should it be unexpected medical bills, an unexpected large expense, whether it be maybe repairs in your house or your car needs repair, just anything that you can access money that you necessarily didn't plan for, that wasn't part of your budget, but now something of an emergency came up, maybe a death in the family and the contribution needs to be done, so you can access this money within a 2-3 day period, and this money is then available to you. You have then your investment, which is very different from the emergency savings plan. Here we are looking at investments. When you say investment, we are looking at term-based. So this normally is from a 5-year to up until to a 20-year term.
Yeah.
And this is the time that you save for a particular goal. Say you have said to say that, no, in the next 6 years, I would like to put down a down payment for a house. I would like to buy myself a new car. Or I'm going to turn 30 in the next 5 years. Or I'm going to turn 40 in the next 10 years. And I want to buy myself something really big on my birthday. So this is a plan that you... It's money that you put away for a specific plan. And this money you don't necessarily touch until the end of term. And this money can also be ceded to a bank for the fact that there is a contract between you and whatever financial institution you chose to take this investment with. And then you have your retirement annuity plan. So this is essentially a plan that you take out for your 50-year-old youngest self. To 60 or 75, but 55, you are entitled to this money. 1/3 will be paid out to you, and the 2/3 falls into an annuity where therefore you will get a monthly income from.
Yeah.
Essentially, I say the earlier you start, the cheaper you can start with your annuity plan. The later you start up an annuity plan, the more you do a catch-up process. And there is some tax benefits to this plan where you then can submit your retirement annuity with your tax and you can get money back from the tax man. So if you liked this topic and you would like to know more about savings, please kindly call me on 0816448286, and that is it from me. Bye.
Thank you so much, especially that investment thingy that she spoke about there.
Man. And I think also it's like, it's important to hear about finances from people who, trust me, understand your struggles, because if you know, you know.
Yes. Exactly.
Thank you, Juliana.
It's 8:59 on Namibia's Hour, and so stick around. Shekwan will drop all of that Business Summit tea in the next hour.
Financial Breakfast, every Monday at 8:50 a.m.
Summer is finally here, and it